The college football season is kicking off this season with some off-the-field news. The University of Southern California has suspended starting cornerback Josh Shaw. That's after he told school officials that he had made up a story about rescuing a nephew from a pool and lied about how he suffered ankle injuries. Shaw's indefinite suspension is a blow for what the Trojans can do on the field this year. They're projected to be a top 20 team, and they're a good bet to earn a bowl berth. But big-time college football teams will be looking for more than just bowl games this year. They want to be among the top four teams in the nation because this season, for the first time, there will be a real playoff for the championship. John Bacon is the author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. He joins us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. John, welcome back.
Thank you, Sasha.
And John, first of all, would you explain the new playoff system to us for those who don't know the details?
Sasha, we don't have that much time, but in a nutshell, only college football can make it that complicated, and they have done that. In a nutshell, you've got a committee of 13 people who are going to decide, pick four teams to play in a four-team playoff, and that's it. So the first round is on New Year's Day. You got the four teams playing on that day. Then within 6 days or 7 days, you're going to have the next Monday is going to be the final game. So four teams playing two games, and that's it.
You said a committee. Who is on that committee?
Almost everyone you can think of, amazingly. 13 people, 5 athletic directors from the 5 power conferences. That makes sense. You've also got some legends like Tom Osborne, Archie Manning, the old quarterback, of course, whose sons play in the NFL, Eli and Peyton. And perhaps a bit surprising, Condoleezza Rice. You would know her, of course, from her time in the Bush administration.
So is the view out there, and I'm sure it's a mixed view, that the new playoff system will really be better than the old system?
That better be the hope, obviously, after all these struggles to make all this happen. The fans largely want it. The press seems to really want it. I'm one of these dinosaurs who likes the old way. The downside is going to be that it diminishes not just the regular season now, which is the only regular season where every game actually matters, but also the bowl system itself. So when you win on New Year's Day, you're not done. And that, I think, might have a corrosive effect. That said, TV does not agree with me. They're going to pay $470 million for that tournament every year from ESPN.
Big money, major money, and it sounds like clearly that's the motivation for the change.
What do you think, Sasha?
I'd say the answer to that question is yes.
I think you're dead right, Sasha.
You know, John, we should explain the old bowl championship series was basically based on computers. Tell us a little bit about the old way.
Yeah, well, the really old way, of course, is all the bowls just picked their teams based on conference affiliations, and so the top two teams very rarely met in the bowl games. You might have one at the Rose Bowl, one at the Orange Bowl playing somebody else. Then the new system, the BCS system, starting in 98, picked the top two teams to play a national title game, but then people complain about that because it's all based about computers and polls. Now you've got 13 people who are going to decide that themselves based on what, Sasha? You guessed it, computers and polls. So the improvement there, I'm not quite getting.
John, earlier this week, we had on the show author Steve Almond. He has a new book out called Against Football, A Reluctant Fan's Manifesto. And Robin had talked to him. You know, he's a fan, but he has, for a number of reasons, you know, including that schools and teams rake in money while players often get brain injuries. He says he is not going to watch anymore. And as Robin knows, we got huge listener reactions.
John,
to that.
It was unbelievable. It blew up social media. You know, he talks not only about the pros in college, but a study of high school kids that was trying to determine whether or not they had brain damage. And they couldn't find a control group because they couldn't find kids that didn't have some sort of concussion who had been playing football. So just what your thoughts, though, about somebody saying, I'm not going to watch.
I heard the interview is very good, very smart guy, obviously. He made a lot of very good points. I think the low-lying fruit is NFL not being a nonprofit. People can't believe this when I tell them this. It is a nonprofit, thanks to all those glorious volunteers, of course, for that noble cause of NFL. And, of course, the stadium subsidies. In the U.S. alone, by the way, we've spent over $21 billion on stadium subsidies in the last 30 years. That's insane. The hard part, I think the hardest thing to solve is the concussion issue, because that will not be solved without changing the game dramatically. I played high school hockey, went through a few helmets the hard way myself, and you can judge for yourself the damage done. But that is very difficult to take out of the game entirely. Yeah. It is almost an assumed risk, like driving a car.
Yeah, I mean, Steve's book and his appearance on the show has just burned up our Facebook
page. Go to
hearandnow.org. A lot of comments. We were interested in everyone else's comments.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. So for listeners who haven't heard it, you can find it on our website. We want to know what you think. Even if you're a football lover, do you agree with Steve Almond that we have to stop watching because of the way the sport is run?
But John Bacon has a book, too.
He does. John Bacon's latest book is Fourth and
long the fight for the soul of college football. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.